Before long, Backroads Bill will be a regular feature here on Morning North. If you're a listener in the summer, when we have the loon calls in the morning, Bill Steer joins us every week in the summer. He's an adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. And in the summer, he takes us down the back roads of Northern Ontario and he shares stories about special spots. And he's been checking in a few times over the winter this year. And now that spring is here, Bill has another adventure to take us on. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. It's time to get out and stay outside.
And watch some waterfalls. Waterfall watching is what we're going to do. And I know the water system is pretty complicated in your neck of the woods, thanks to a lot of dams that I think a lot of people probably aren't aware of. Can you give us a sense of how the watershed works around Lake Nipissing?
Yeah, exactly. I know I was down to the waterfront in North Bay last night, and Ramsay is clear, but Lake Nipissing is not. It'll be a few more days because of the size of Lake Nipissing. It's the fifth largest lake in the province. But, you know, it is complicated. I did a couple of Sun Media stories, and they're called Dam Those Dams. And when you think about it, it's the watershed is like twice the size of Prince Edward Island. Imagine that water from Annamon, Nipissing, Lake Tomogamy, by Latchford. All that water comes down through the Sturgeon River watershed, the South River watershed from nearby Algonquin Park. It's huge over towards Sudbury. So you've got this massive area of all this water. And it is the time for the spring freshet. And there's all those dams there. You know, some of them are private dams, Ontario Power Generation. Doak East First Nation has a new power dam there. Public Works Canada and the M&R. And they all have this Lake Nipissing French River Watershed Management Committee. They do their best, but there's a whole bunch of variables, and it looks like this year with these warm winds, and you know, we haven't had too much rain, we didn't have too much snow. There was a big concern in the fall, like November, December, remember, we had all those rains and the wetlands were full, but I think it's going to be calm, and there won't be that kind of rise and fall, because you know, it's the geography of our area. You've got this massive lake, and then this little channel that exits out towards the lower French River and Georgian Bay, and so you know, at one centimeter of rise of water in Lake Nipissing in one day's time approximately can mean a 48 centimeter rise in the lower French River. So those people are really concerned. More people in and around Lake Nipissing and less in the lower French. But nonetheless, I think it's going to be fine.
All right. Well, that is the good news. Despite the fine water levels, we still have waterfalls, right?
Oh, we have waterfalls. You know, I just came back from Ireland. They have a few waterfalls. And I was thinking the other day, I'm just looking at my Facebook Steer to Northern Ontario and looking at the Eau Claire Gorge and the Challenge. There is so much water, so much volume of water coming through. These waterfalls, some of them look flat. And, you know, you need a week or two, it comes down. And then the real character of the rocks and things come through. But it is this time of the year, and it's a time to go out and really listen to that water and see it, and it's really all awe-inspiring, I think. And of course, artists of the Group of Seven have captured that.
Do you have a favorite falls in the north?
I do, and I was going to say that, but you know, we've talked about these two again, and I occasionally get a chance to go in the Agawa Falls. In Lake Superior Provincial Park, you can walk in on the Toab Trail or on the railway tracks, or you can canoe in. That's one for sure. And, of course, we've talked about New Post Falls, about 100 kilometers north of Smooth Rock Falls. And right now, I mean, I think by latitude, it would still be another week or so before you could get in there. But that has such a characteristic chasm there, and the water comes through. I'd really like to go back and see it in the spring. Never have seen it in various other times of the year. But those are two for sure amongst a whole list of waterfalls that I kind of put together, you know, including those easy Sunday drives to get started with.
Well, let's talk about those Sunday drives, and we've got one, an easy one right here in Sudbury, don't we?
You know, Onaping Falls, you know, 3 kilometers north of Dowling, the A.Y. Jackson Lookout Trail, it's magnificent. So, and again, inspired by the Group of Seven himself, A.Y. Jackson. So that's an easy one to do.
And I always go there in the fall because of the colors, but I bet you in the spring it is rushing.
I think everyone should take that one in for sure. And I mean, that whole Highway 144 is a great drive, and there's lots to see and do.
North Bay area, what do you got?
Well, Duchesne Falls, just on the border of North Bay, Nipissing First Nation, trails on both sides. It's part of the college complex trails. It's people that are flocking there all the time. It's a great place to go after work.
And that one, I think I've driven past, because you can see it right from the Highway 17, can't you?
Absolutely, and it always looks kind of brown, and people should know that's that that tannin, that naturally occurring, comes out of the tree roots and goes into the water. So it's not polluted water whatsoever.
Further to the east, there's a nice one in Mattawa.
Yeah, I mentioned the Eau Claire Gorge, and we've talked about that, and the Talon Chutes. I was into both the other day, did a double header, and again, they're at their peaks, and one's managed by the North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority, and the other one is on the Mattawa River. So you can walk into both of those, and the Talon Chutes, you can do a 20-minute canoe up from the Pemissier Bay Parkette on Highway 17.
So what are some of the other easy ones around the region?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll go up through a little over towards Sunridge to Parry Sound. There's the No-Fly Rapids near Magnetowan. That's right on Highway 124. We'll start going north a little bit to Temiskaming Shores, Pete's Dam. That's a good one on Highway 65 West, not too far from the New Liskeard. And well, we'll go, okay, just maybe a little more west now, Cessalon, Aubrey Falls. It's a ways up on Highway 29, about 100 kilometers, but it's worthwhile because it's got a bunch of fingers in it. Now, there's a control dam there, but nonetheless, there's always a lot of water coming through. That's one I'd like to see in the spring. Never have, but I've seen it other times of the year, and I've seen photos of it at its crest, which is probably thereabouts now.
All right, so give us one of these more challenging to see waterfalls.
Yeah, I think you know, if you and I were to go somewhere today, it's amazing that the Blue Lagoon, there's a nice, there's a rapids and the overflow into the Blue Lagoon. It's within the city of Greater Sudbury, Wolf Lake, Blue Lagoon. You know, we travel up that Kookagami Road, which is just east of Sudbury. We come to that narrows between Wanapate and Mattamamatagamisi. We might put in our canoe, or we'd keep driving. You can walk in, or you can paddle in. It's a must-see and do, I think, any time of the year. But that might be my destination this weekend, because, again, I've never seen it in the spring other times of the year for sure. And that's just a little more effort, a little more time, but it's well worthwhile.
All right, and your favorite was that New Post Falls, but that's a pretty hard place to get to, isn't it?
Well, you got to. Well, you know what? It's not. You have to drive the 100 and some kilometers across the Abitibi Canyon Dam, and of course that's a thing. That's something to see in itself. The volume of water coming through that spillway, I can only imagine. But New Post, Agawa Falls, and of course if you're close to Wawa, the Sand Falls, which is right on Highway 17, that's another nice one as well. And the Chippewa Falls, just a little north of Sault Ste. Marie.
All right. Well, Bill, my project today is to take all this information, and we're going to post it on our website so people can check out these waterfalls, maybe even this weekend.
Yeah, well, let's ask maybe the visitors about their favorites. Maybe we'll send along some photos, and we'll add to the library, because we have a myriad of places to go to throughout northeastern Ontario.
Perfect. Bill, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That's Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. He's got his own website, steertonorthernontario.ca, and we will post that list of great waterfalls to see in the northeast on our website, which is cbc.ca/Sudbury.